Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates and ruler of Dubai, Your Royal Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Deputy Supreme Commander of the United Arab Emirates Armed Forces, Your Royal Highnesses, distinguished Prime Ministers and Honorable Ministers, Professor Klaus Schwab, Chairman of the World Economic Forum, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum. Good morning, good afternoon. It's a great honor for me to participate in this Government Summit 2015, and I thank the Government of United Arab Emirates for their visionary initiative. The United Arab Emirates has shown dynamism in modernizing government while preserving rich traditions. Today, I'll speak about the pressing security and development challenges in our world. I'll discuss how the United Nations is forging a global response to these challenges. And I will highlight how capable governments and a strong United Nations can foster a more peaceful and sustainable future for all. Your Royal Highnesses, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we meet at a time of international turmoil. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict continues to take a terrible toll on individuals while undermining prospects for long-term peace and stability. The Arab world faces many other security threats, from instability in Yemen, in Libya, to the threat of Daesh in Syria and Iraq. We have been appalled by the recent upsurge in terrorism and violent extremism. I have repeatedly condemned the heinous and cowardly behavior of those committing atrocious acts against innocent civilians. At the same time, I have insisted on the need to strictly respect human rights and dignity. Any rights abuses committed in the name of counter-terror are morally wrong and strategically counterproductive. We need to address the marginalization and exclusion that drive radicalization. Leaders must listen to their voices. They must listen carefully and sincerely to the voices of people, what their aspirations and their challenges are, and particularly from the women who fought too long, have not had an equal voice despite being half the global population. People around the world are calling, as never before, for greater transparency, accountability, and democracy. Governments that answer these case calls will be strong. Leaders who place themselves above the law and above the people put their own governments at risk of collapse. Corrupt, abusive, and exclusive public institutions breed hopelessness that leads to unrest and instability. True stability demands trusted institutions that deliver for people equality and equally. Efficiency in government is more than a matter of smooth functioning well. It demands public institutions that truly serve the common good. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I commend His Highness, Royal Highness Al Maktoum and the Cabinet for declaring 2015 as the year of innovation for the United Nations and the world. This is a year to take transformative steps towards a more sustainable, equitable, and peaceful world. We are the first generation that can end poverty, and we may be the last generation who can avert the worst impact caused by the climate change. People need effective government to achieve our ambitious plans for a more sustainable future. There are three important events this year. The first, the third International Conference on Financing for Development, which will be held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia in July. Second, the special summit meeting of the United Nations General Assembly, where leaders are expected to adopt and declare the future development agenda with a set of sustainable development goals. And thirdly, we expect that world leaders will adopt the climate change agreement in Paris in December. Those three priorities are the priorities of this world, United Nations, and for humanity. The Addis Ababa conference will be an opportunity to spell out a comprehensive financing framework, the Global Partnership for Sustainable Development, and other ways to realize our goals. The special summit is a chance for world leaders to adopt an inspiring and very ambitious agenda for sustainable development. Then, at the Climate Change Summit meeting in Paris in December, countries must adopt a universal and meaningful climate change agreement. This can be a turning point in our efforts to safeguard our future and seize the opportunities of the low-carbon economy. The success of these plans will depend on accountable and transparent governments that engage people in decisions affecting them. Civil society groups often stand for issues that communities care about most: human rights, basic services, and justice. I'm proud to have intensified the United Nations cooperation with these groups, and I count on governments to give them a meaningful say in national policy making. States should also involve more citizens in co-designing solutions for development challenges. Information technology can allow people to help set priorities. The United Nations harnessed this power through our My World Global Survey on people's concerns. We have reached out at least 7 million individuals around the world who have responded by saying their aspirations and their concerns and their hopes for a better future. When governments open their books to the public, they earn trust. And that is critical to building stronger communities and states. Businesses also have great influence. The private sector can serve the public interest with creativity and innovation. States should reward corporations that are socially responsible. I welcome incentives to encourage sustainable business practice. The United Nations Global Compact is helping governments understand that sustainable investment generates public benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, I have seen successful government activities around the world, from e-governance in Northern Europe to youth mobilizations in Southern Africa. There is no one-size-fits-all solutions, but there are universal principles that should guide every country. To establish accountability, we need the rule of law and equal access to justice for all the people. All societies must actively fight corruption and bribery. People respect governments that punish dishonest officials for their crimes. Information technology can drive progress, but only when there is an open and free environment that encourages civic engagement and constructive criticism. Your Royal Highnesses, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, improving government is not just a matter of efficiency. It is essential to equity, justice, and stability. I welcome initiatives to cut red tape, lower costs, and fight fraud. We are doing this at the United Nations. Since my first day in the United Nations as Secretary General, I have insisted on transparency and accountability. We are creating a more modern, dynamic, and responsive United Nations that earns even greater public trust. I am the first Secretary General of the United Nations who has publicly disclosed my financial assets. And I have asked all senior advisors of the United Nations, across the United Nations, to be just as open as I have done. And they are doing. They are committed to disclosing their assets every year. I have also taken concrete measures to set and meet the highest ethical standards. We are working in many ways to make the United Nations fit for purpose to play its rightful role, especially in implementing sustainable development goals. We are conducting reviews of peace operations and peace building. And we are achieving progress on internal reforms for better approaches to human resources, technology, and effective management. A strong, dynamic, and modern United Nations can better serve governments and the peoples. Ladies and gentlemen, this year marks the United Nations' 70th anniversary and dawn of a new era for development. This new epoch calls for a new governance model, one that is ready for the future, accountable, transparent, inclusive, and participatory. Our discussions at this government summit, I sincerely hope that we can help realize that vision and usher in a life of dignity for all. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, you are the leaders of government and business communities and civil societies. When governments, leaders, and leaders of community, business communities are united, there is nothing we cannot overcome all these challenges. Let us work together to make this world better for all. I thank you very much for your attention, for your leadership, and shukran jazilan.